Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Digital Minimalism. You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media, mindlessly checking notifications, and suddenly realize hours have vanished? Yeah, me too. We live in a world saturated with technology, constantly vying for our attention. It's easy to get swept up in the digital tide and lose sight of ourselves along the way. But here's the good news. We can actually use technology to cultivate greater self-awareness. I know, it sounds crazy, right? Like using a hammer to build a house of cards. But trust me on this one. Today, we're diving deep into how understanding our tech habits can unlock a whole new level of awareness about ourselves. Think of it like this. Technology is a mirror reflecting back our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. By paying attention to how we use it, we can start to see patterns, triggers, and even hidden desires that might otherwise remain unseen. Let's unpack 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate self-awareness through your tech use. First up, take an honest inventory of your app usage. Seriously, check those screen time reports. You might be surprised by how much time you're spending on certain apps. Are there any apps that seem to suck you in, leaving you feeling drained or dissatisfied? Once you know where your time is going, you can start making conscious choices about what apps are truly serving you and which ones need a digital detox. Second, pay attention to the emotions that arise when you're using technology. Do certain apps make you feel anxious, envious, or inadequate? Or do they bring you joy, connection, and inspiration? Recognizing these emotional cues can help you understand your relationship with technology and identify any unhealthy patterns. Ever scroll through Instagram feeling like everyone else has their life together? Yeah, that's a red flag right there. You know the drill. Comparison is the thief of joy. Third, become aware of your tech triggers. What situations or feelings make you reach for your phone? Is it boredom, stress, loneliness, or simply habit? Identifying these triggers can help you develop healthier coping mechanisms and break free from mindless scrolling. Maybe instead of reaching for your phone when you feel bored, try going for a walk, reading a book, or calling a friend. Fourth, set intentional boundaries with technology. This could mean designating tech-free zones in your home, limiting screen time before bed, or taking regular digital breaks. Remember, you're in control of your tech usage, not the other way around. You don't have to be tethered to your phone 24/7. Finally, cultivate mindful tech use. Instead of passively consuming content, engage with it critically and intentionally. Ask yourself, what am I learning from this? How is this making me feel? Is this information valuable or just noise? By bringing more mindfulness into your tech interactions, you can transform technology from a passive distraction into a tool for growth and self-discovery. Now, let me share a real-world example that might resonate with many of you. Picture this. Sarah's phone is constantly buzzing with notifications. Emails, texts, social media updates, the constant stream of information keeps her on edge and feeling overwhelmed. She spends hours scrolling through news feeds, comparing herself to others, and getting sucked into online drama. It's a vicious cycle that leaves her drained and unfulfilled. But then Sarah decides to take control. She sets limits on her app usage, designates tech-free zones in her home, and starts practicing mindful scrolling. Instead of mindlessly consuming content, she actively chooses what she engages with and focuses on information that enriches her life. Gradually, Sarah begins to notice a shift. She feels more present, less anxious, and more connected to the real world. Technology can be a powerful tool for self-discovery. By paying attention to our tech habits, we can gain valuable insights into our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. Remember, it's not about eliminating technology altogether. It's about using it intentionally and consciously to cultivate a deeper sense of awareness and live a more fulfilling life. So take those first steps today, experiment with different strategies, and see how cultivating self-awareness through your tech use can transform your experience. This is Digital Minimalism, reminding you to reclaim your time, attention, and ultimately, yourself. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep exploring the world beyond the screen.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.